This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking a lot about new cars and talking about some cars of the not-too-distant past as well. Do a little bit of reminiscing, not only with vehicles, but actually with some advertisements. Because we have our friend Tom Appel standing by. He is publisher of the ConsumerGuide.com website. And, of course, the Daily Drive, which is the blog, which could be found at ConsumerGuide.com. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. We want to welcome all of our listeners joining us for the first time, as well as people who have been listening to me for many, many years. Auto World has been on the air in this same exact time slot since 1995, so can't believe all those years have passed. Well, it hasn't been that long since we've had our contributor join us. He is one of our regulars and the gentleman who is the publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel joins us live from his suburban estate outside of Chicago. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
Good. And the estate is fine, too.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, first out of the box, so we're going to be talking about a first spin of a brand-new product from Mazda, which is a very popular car, and boy, have they made some serious upgrades for 2019 with the Mazda 3.
Yeah, they really have, and most of them are under the skin. The sedan does not look dramatically different. The hatchback returns, it does look a lot different, but they still look very much like a Mazda, but as you mentioned, significant changes where you don't see them. Mazda has been really anxious to push the vehicle upscale, and a lot of that has happened here. The interior is much improved. The architecture below that is all new, but one of the interesting changes that they've made, and it's kind of an interesting cost tit-for-tat situation, the rear suspension went from independent to a solid beam axle, which is usually considered a regressive move, but they've added all-wheel drive as an available feature, which is really interesting. They simplified the powertrain. There's just one engine now. It's Mazda's familiar 2.5-liter engine. Only available with a 6-speed, which is starting to seem a little bit low in the gear numbers, or a 6-speed manual, which is something that a lot of enthusiasts will like. But the interior is nicer. The engine's a little bit more powerful. Fuel economy improved. There is available all-wheel drive. So there's a lot going on there and a lot of reasons why people should probably test drive one.
Yeah, I agree. All-wheel drive seems to be becoming more and more common in really all classes of vehicles, but looking at for example, Subaru was offering across the board with all their vehicles except for the sports car, the BRZ. That's pulling a lot of potential buyers away from other brands, so now Mazda has a vehicle to compete in that price range.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. I think that if the take rate on this is high enough, we might see it in the Mazda 6, which would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's a heck of a nice car that probably deserves just a little bit more attention.
It sure does. I know we've touched on it in the past. Journalists tend to like the Mazda product lineup, and certainly the folks that work there. I was telling my producer, Mackenzie, that the chief designer for Mazda, Derek Jenkins, is a really, really good guy. He's a car guy, number one, and they kind of get it at Mazda, which is something that couldn't be said about exactly 100% of all manufacturers, that their management are, in fact, they are car enthusiasts, and it kind of finds its way into the brand's DNA.
Yeah, with the possible exception of the CX-9, which is their largest midsize crossover, every Mazda is arguably fun to drive, no matter what trim level you get. The steering is tight, the suspension is tight, they handle well, they accelerate relatively quickly. I mean, they all feel like a car guy tuned them.
Exactly. And there's some great available features on this vehicle in addition to the all-wheel drive, a heads-up display. It's got that wireless charging capability, and I know you've written a story about that. Explain the QI system for our listeners and for yours truly as well.
Yeah, initially the system was QI was pronounced Qi, and it was initially branded as that. And not all manufacturers are branding it that way now, so I think there's another supplier coming in with it. But it's an inductive charging system. So if you have a phone, like the iPhone 8, I believe, or any number of Android phones that can be charged this way, all you have to do is place your phone down on a pad, no plugs, no wires, and it will charge on its own, which is great. And the charge rate's only slightly slower than if you had plugged it in. It's very convenient, very easy to do, and unfortunately that doesn't connect that way, so you still have to Bluetooth hook up, but it's a great system, and it's showing up, as you know, as we see here, in more and more entry-level vehicles.
And that's definitely a good thing as far as I'm concerned. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, one of our regular contributors on the broadcast, joins us live. And that means if you're in the marketplace right now for a new or pre-owned vehicle and would like some expert advice, Tom is here along with myself to help you out. There are so many choices out there and so many cool vehicles. I've said it many, many times, but it truly is the golden age right now as far as performance vehicles are concerned, and technology is just growing by leaps and bounds. And if you haven't been in the marketplace for a while, don't hesitate to give us a call, and we can compare vehicle to vehicle if you're looking at several. Let's talk about the Toyota Sequoia, which went through the garage at Consumer Guide recently. This was a TRD Sport variant, wearing black wheels and very much of a formal stance.
Yeah, the black wheels are part of the TRD treatment, and the Sequoia is such an interesting vehicle because Toyota doesn't do much to market them. Toyota builds those at the same plant that they build the Tundra and the Tacoma, so there isn't all that much space to build them. And it's interesting because it's a full-size crossover. I'm sorry, full-size SUV, something akin to a Tahoe or a Navigator or an Expedition. But it's a little bit more old school than that. Toyota hasn't really done that much to update the vehicle. And on paper, if you look at it, it seems like it might be a little bit behind the times in terms of infotainment and in terms of fuel economy. Unfortunately, this is still a 6-speed automatic. But when you drive this vehicle, you sort of get it. It feels like a bank vault. It is unbelievably capable off-road. I had a chance to drive it through a terrible snowstorm here in Chicago when we had the vehicle, and it came through like a champ. And it just feels solid. And one of the things about this vehicle, largely because they don't push it that hard as new, resale value is incredibly good. So that offsets the price, because these can get expensive like all full-size SUVs can. But if you can live with the fuel economy, what you're getting is a vehicle that is absolutely capable off-road or in the snow. It is stout, it can tow, and it just feels like it was put together by craftsmen of the best materials.
And that's saying a lot to have that bank vault-like feeling, and it does make for a pleasant driving experience. And this vehicle got good marks really across the board from you and your crew, and even in big and tall guy form, a B-plus for big guys and a B for tall guys. So this would be a vehicle that those folks should definitely take a look at if they're looking for something in the traditional SUV marketplace. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some unusual vehicles from the past and do some little bit of flashback work, courtesy of Tom Appel, our very special guest, and ConsumerGuide.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Taking a look at the offerings from 2019-2020 and also reminiscing about the cars and vehicles of the past, this is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by one of our regular contributors, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel. And we've talked about a couple of new vehicles, and now let's do a little bit of a review flashback, as Tom writes in the Daily Drive blog, and this time around focused on the 2006 Ford GT. And this is a great story, and certainly something that I've shared with our audience many times. But I don't know if any of the Ford executives at that time offered it to you, Tom, but at that time the president of Ford was a Brit by the name of Nick Shayla, and he said to me as I interviewed him at the conclusion of the interview, you know, we can get you one of these, Bob. You know, we'll get you one. You know, we'll put your name on the list. And at the time, I knew I was going to get married and I was going to buy a house and all that. And it was $140,000. I had the credit to do it at that point and everything else. And I turned it down. And ironically, the house that I bought, I bought a house and lost $200,000 on that house. And if I had bought this Ford GT, it would have been a really good investment.
Yeah, if we think about all the limited edition vehicles that Detroit has cranked out in the last 20, 30 years, it's interesting how many of them have turned into this sort of unbelievable bank vault of money. But the Ford GT was just sort of people just loved it, and it just seemed so incredibly underpriced for what it was. Here was this exotic car capable of near 200 miles an hour and 0 to 60 times in just under 4 seconds, something like that.
Yeah.
And just a great looking car, and they were asking $140,000 for it. And then now they're selling comfortably. Well, it depends on the mileage. Apparently, 20,000 is way too many miles to have on one of these, but with vehicles under 5,000, they're selling for comfortably over $300,000 now.
Yeah, you see them all the time at auctions, and I know a number of folks who own these vehicles are very fortunate to own it, and one gentleman has driven his, I know, in excess of 20,000 miles, that being Bill Warner, the founder and chairman of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. He just enjoys driving it so much that he takes it out all the time and has replaced the tires and such, and other folks have been a little bit more careful, but this was compared to the 2017 Ford GT, which was produced in very limited numbers. They're going to be producing another small batch. I mean, we're talking thousands of units here with this Ford GT, a grand total in 2 years, 2005, 2006, of 4,000 vehicles. And you compare that to the current Ford GT supercar, we're talking a lot smaller production run. And certainly with the new Ford GT, we're talking about a hefty increase in price.
Yeah, closer to $400,000, and these will not appreciate as much.
Yes.
They will not be trading for close to $1 million in 3-4 years. Ford is pricing them more appropriately out the door here, so we won't see that. But, yeah, it's interesting about the original GT. It's just 4,000 cars does not make them especially rare. The demand is incredibly high for these things.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely true. I mean, it's a beloved design penned by a gentleman who's been on the show a number of times, Camillo Pardo, who's a real deal artist in addition to being a car designer. But I always like the interior on the on this Ford GT from 2006. It had a lot of kind of retro styling touches. You could get a Macintosh, which for those folks who are into audio equipment like yours truly will know that that is one of the finest makers of high fidelity music gear in the entire world, and it's a little bit more traditional. It was a V8 supercharged 5.4 liters. It was located mid-engine in the vehicle. I know it has the capability of sustaining in excess of 1,000 horsepower, as I have seen some aftermarket manufacturers do that. And Tom, when I was at Motor Trend, we did a high-speed test. We actually went to the Ford Proving Grounds in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, and we had three vehicles, and it was a top speed Motor Trend test, and the nominees were the Ford GT, the Porsche Carrera GT, the V10 Carrera, and the Ferrari Enzo, which we had to borrow from an owner with promises of buying him a new set of tires at the conclusion of the testing. But I got a chance to ride in this vehicle at close to 200 miles an hour. I got a chance to drive it at more civilian speeds, but just for the radio show, I got thrill rides in all three of these vehicles, and even at extreme top speed, we did get 200 miles an hour out of it.
Oh, wow.
But in extreme top speeds, it was solid as a rock.
Yeah, I had,
was thrilled.
I was fortunate enough to drive it at the Ford Genoa Proving Grounds out near Detroit, and on their big oval. And then the sensation of speed on that track is not there. There's no light poles. There's no other traffic.
It's just
six lanes paved, and so you don't really have a sensation of speed. And I only got it up to 140, and it just didn't feel like I was doing anything.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, the track that we were at is it's called the Bowl, and it's a 5-mile oval, exactly like you're talking about. And that's one thing that we had to do is, you know, these cars take a little bit of time to creep up. It's not like folks' vehicles go, you know, 0 to 190 and then start going 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It happens much more gradually. So if you had the space in the room, you could have got this vehicle up to its magical 200-mile-per-hour number. We couldn't get it over that. And in the same test, the winner of the test was the Ferrari Enzo, which had an amazing, we had a professional race car driver, forget his name, but he was a Formula One driver come to test these vehicles for us, and the editors got to drive them at their top speeds, but this gentleman was able to achieve a 217-mile-an-hour burst.
Wow.
In that Ferrari Enzo, because everything is computed these days. I remember when the car magazines used to have the fifth wheel attached.
Yep.
To the car, but nowadays in the passenger footwell there's a GPS unit which hooks up to the satellite and tracks all of the metrics of these vehicles. And that Porsche Carrera GT was just a ferocious vehicle, and it too went over 200 miles an hour, somewhere in the vicinity of about 205 miles an hour. We were able to obtain with that vehicle. Boy, I wish I had bought this car, but we all have things in our lives that got away from us. Sometimes we regret it, and this is one that got away from me. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, more new car reviews with Tom Appel. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket attack struck near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The attack did not injure any personnel, and the coalition remains committed to supporting the government of Iraq to defeat ISIS, according to Colonel Miles Kagans, a spokesman for the U.S. military operation. He added they are not able to identify who was behind the attack. No one has claimed responsibility, and the incident remains under investigation.
Three Iraqi officials said that two of the rockets fell inside the U.S. embassy compound, while another hit near the coalition base. The Democratic Party has added an 11th presidential debate taking place in Phoenix on Sunday, March 15th. The debate, hosted by CNN and Univision, is taking place 2 days before voters head to the primaries in Arizona, which is emerging as a battleground in 2020. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida also hold their nominating contest on March 17th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
As we continue to flash back about the 2005-2006 Ford GT, Jay Leno owns one, and he also owns the brand new 2017 model. He has actually serial number 13 with the first 12 going to members of the Ford family. So Jay's one lucky guy, to say the least. Let's talk about a Ram pickup truck for 2019, Tom. This is the 2019 Ram 1500, which has picked up a number of awards. And this vehicle that you drove had a very special feature called e-torque. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the first example that we spent time with e-torque. E-torque. Excuse me. E-Torque is a mild hybrid system. The guys at Ram, a little bit reluctant to use the word hybrid on the side of the vehicle anyplace, have branded this system E-Torque, but it works a lot like General Motors' belt-assisted system. You might remember that was branded E-Assist about 10 years ago. Still in use in different places, though they don't call it that anymore. And it's a very simple system. The car's alternator is replaced with a starter alternator motor that applies torque to the engine through the crankshaft, which is interesting, right through the belt. You would think that that wouldn't be stout enough to work, but in fact they say the belt is warranted for the life of the vehicle. And it's a considerable amount of additional torque. It's about 90 horsepower on V6 models. I'm sorry, now 90 pound-feet of torque on V6 models, about 120 on V8 models. Now, its purpose is not quite the same as in other hybrid vehicles. It's really there to help with launch and to help with stop-start. And the net effect is a much smoother engine, because you always have this torque or tension on the crank applied through a belt, which cushions a lot of vibration activity. The stop-start functionality is incredibly smooth. It is probably one of the smoothest, most natural stop-start systems on the market. And anyone who's driven a bad stop-start system knows how bad they can be. But additionally, the stop-start function and a little bit of additional torque at launch help to improve fuel economy. Unfortunately for us, and for reasons I'm not clear of, this vehicle was provided to us with an option traditional 392 axle ratio, which probably offset off a fuel economy gains that the e-torque would have helped us with. Nonetheless, we averaged about 14.5 miles per gallon. In terrible weather, it was very cold, so I'm not sure this is indicative entirely of what the e-torque system could do in terms of real-world fuel economy, but in terms of applying smoothness and launch torque, the system works very well.
And certainly you can't argue with all the improvements that we find in the 2019 Rams. There's an awful lot to be said for the luxury factor, and these vehicles do get a little bit pricey if you load them up. The one that Tom and his team tested came with a out-the-door price of $66,005, but this is oh so common these days, and something that, you know, if you had said to me 20 years ago that someday folks would be driving $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 pickup trucks, I would never believe it in a million years. But here we are in 2019, and people are doing just that.
Yeah, I sort of thought that after the financial collapse and after the period of $4.50 gas, that there wouldn't be a lot of recreational use of pickup trucks. But I think that this has happened again. And I think that people are actually buying pickup trucks instead of luxury vehicles. And Ram has certainly stepped up to the table, because the cabins of some of these Ram models are as nice as any luxury vehicle. And it's sort of when you apply that view to these vehicles, you're like, well, I guess $70,000 isn't crazy, because this is a luxury vehicle.
Yeah, it really is when you look at the choice of materials inside. And, of course, the big infotainment screen, they've done a fantastic job. Let's talk about a Mitsubishi product. I had an opportunity to correspond with Fred Diaz, who's a buddy of mine, who is the new CEO of Mitsubishi. Fred comes from a really stellar background, a couple of decades at Chrysler, Dodge, and the man credited with really making the Dodge Ram, now the Ram, into what it is today. He then went over to Nissan and did some magic on the Titan, and now he's got a whole new car company under his control. And you had the opportunity to drive a 2019 Mitsubishi Outlander with the PHEV configuration. I'd be really curious to get your take on this compact crossover. How did it go?
Yeah, it went very well. And our guy, Rick Cotta, usually our guy who drives these things on the road, really a big fan, but he's a huge fan of plug-in hybrid vehicles. And he lives close to the office, so he, when it's his turn in one of these vehicles, can live with it entirely in electric mode, which is a thing that works very well for him. So he literally consumes no gas while he's testing a vehicle. But this is a pretty good example of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle class, and this is one of the more affordable vehicles that you can buy with a plug-in hybrid system. A couple of things about this vehicle. There is an electrical outlet in the back, which is a nice touch, so you're actually tapping into that battery if you want some AC power for something. And our guy Rick actually managed to break out a circular saw and make that work. We've got some pictures of that here. But one of the things about this is the Outlander itself, probably pretty mid-pack in the compact crossover class, but in electric mode, everything changes. It is quick, it is quiet, it is more refined. It's interesting how many vehicles are better vehicles when they're electrified. And this is one of those things. I really enjoyed driving in electric mode because the acceleration was so much more linear and the car felt quicker.
Yes, and the other thing that I appreciate about the Mitsubishi brand, this is an all-wheel drive vehicle. I believe they call it super all-wheel drive in Mitsubishi speak. The fact that the Mitsubishis tend to come with quite a bit of standard equipment, more than some of the other competitors in the same marketplace.
Yeah, they do, and they tend to come with more impressive and interesting all-wheel drive systems as well. Most of the Mitsubishi crossovers, for example, have a center lock function, which is really handy if you ever end up in deep snow, and it's the sort of thing that you won't find in most other vehicles, especially most other vehicles with regular all-wheel drive.
Exactly. So I expect further developments from Mitsubishi now that Fred is the man running the show there. It'll be really interesting to see what he what he does with the brand. Mitsubishi has had an interesting run here in the United States. Of course, when it first was introduced, it was a partnership between Lee Iacocca and the folks at Mitsubishi for a number of vehicles, and then they had some very strong years. Their Mitsubishi Evo rally car was extraordinarily popular, and then all of a sudden the bottom fell out, and many people thought that Mitsubishi was going to pull out of the U.S. market, but it looks like with the hiring of Fred that they're solid and going to continue to produce vehicles here for North America. And I must remind folks that Mitsubishi as a brand not only makes cars, but they make a whole lot of other things as well.
Yeah, and in terms of Mitsubishi remaining in the U.S., I was actually one of those people who thought maybe they would decide to pull out, especially after Nissan, the Nissan-Renault alliance took an interest in the company. But they were actually adding dealerships in the U.S. as we speak, an indication that they plan to stick around for a long time. I'm really looking forward to more product from the group because they really only have four products, of which only three are interesting. So I'm just sort of looking forward to what comes next.
Exactly. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you got a question for Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, we would love to hear from you. Before we flash back to a review of the 2011 Tesla Roadster, you did a wonderful job, as usual, with some print advertisements. It's called Pentastar Madness, a gallery of classic Chrysler ads. And boy, you've got some real stunners in here.
Yeah, I love doing these. And Chrysler is one of those great storied brands that's had such a long and interesting history, including the legendary Streamline vehicles back in the day, which were so far ahead of their time that the public just didn't know what to make of them.
So true. Hold that thought, Tom. We're up against a network break, but when we come back on the other side, we'll tell everybody about Pentastar Madness, a gallery of classic Chrysler ads that can be found at consumerguide.com, and just hit the Daily Drive, which is the blog. Don't go away. If you have a question, email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com, or give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
If you like to look at classic automobile magazine ads from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you're going to love what Tom Appel from Consumer Guide has done for the Daily Drive at consumerguide.com. He's put together a gallery of classic Chrysler ads, and he calls it Pentastar Madness. And again, the quality of the photography and the layout on these vehicles is really something to behold.
Yeah, I love the old ads. And one of the things I love is that through the 60s and even sort of into the 70s, the ads were so text heavy. There was a time when people actually spent time reading a 500 or 600 word print ad, which is absolutely amazing to me because ads are so simple now. But yeah, if you look back at these ads, especially when you go back to the 30s, they're incredibly text heavy and the text is incredible. I don't know who the copywriters were, but they are the tip of my hat to making me really want to buy these cars.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of these vehicles were, you know, actually quite style, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I must admit some of these old Chrysler vehicles actually brought a whole lot of style to the table with their long decks and short trunks. There were some really cool looking vehicles.
Yeah, one of the more controversial looks, I think, is the Chrysler fuselage look of the very late 60s and early 70s. And there are people who love it, and there are people who hate it. And our guy Damon Bell at The Office really loves the fuselage look. To me, sometimes it can look just a little bit too organic and maybe a little bit too slab-sided. But that's for people to decide. But the photography in this ad here, we have a 1969 ad. Really is a great-looking ad. Dramatic light, otherwise dark, a green car, and it's just a fantastic bit of photography.
It sure is. Let's move on to another vehicle that you did a review flashback on. Never had the opportunity to drive the Tesla Roadster, the original one from 2011, but you guys did. I had the opportunity at Pebble Beach once to interview the then not well-known Elon Musk as he was standing on what they call Bay Hill at Pebble Beach with a couple of these vehicles. I always kind of made fun of this vehicle because lots of folks said it had 2,000 laptop batteries powering it, and the fact that he swore up and down that it was not based on anything, and yet it looked so much like a Lotus, which was being sold at the same time, that you wanted to say to him, come on, this is you're buying the bodies from Lotus. But I didn't have the guts to say it to the guy, Tom.
Well, it's largely understood that that's exactly right, that these were the bodies of a Lotus Elise, and that the battery itself actually was constructed of laptop batteries. They were largely C-cell-sized battery cells. They were lithium-ion and arranged to fit the car. And I think he came up with 53 kilowatts of energy doing that, which is a tremendously large. It's a little bit smaller than the battery that's creating the current Bolt. So that was a lot of energy to try to stuff into something the size of a Lotus Elise. But the Roadster was such an interesting car because it really was a preface to everything that Tesla would be about in the future. The car only was around between 2008 and 2011, and like so many Teslas, there was virtually a different version every single year as they were sort of beta testing out the public different versions of the vehicle. So there's a 2 liter, oh, there's a 1, a 2, a 2.5, a 2.5 Sport, and everyone was a little bit different and tweaked a little bit differently. But our guy Rick Cotta had a chance to put several hundred miles on one of these vehicles and basically loved it. It was fast as lightning, actually went more than 200 miles, and they're quite collectible now.
Yeah, I can see that, and certainly will continue to be so in the future. I've only seen one on the road ever, and it was in Northern California, not that far from the Tesla global headquarters, but this is not a car that you see around in traffic. Have you ever seen one in traffic in Chicago?
No, I never have. I've never seen one at all. I've never seen a Tesla Roadster. I just believe they're out there.
Yeah, they are, definitely. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around North America. And you've got an interesting story about a very forgotten and interesting Volkswagen, and you posed the question in a recent blog, what was the Volkswagen SP2? Besides having a rear treatment that reminds me a little of the AMC Gremlin, tell us a little bit about the history of the Volkswagen SP2.
Yeah, this is such an interesting vehicle because Volkswagen went and built themselves a relatively modern-looking sports car way, way back when they were still doing rear-engine air-cooled cars. But this is a product not of the United States or Germany, but of Volkswagen of Brazil. It was called the SP2. There was an SP1 briefly that was a little bit underpowered, but this was based on a version of a vehicle they sold down in Brazil and produced in Brazil that was a lot like the North American Dasher. So they put this unique sports car bodywork, which is arguably very attractive from some angles. As you mentioned, it's a little bit ungainly from the rear, and I think that was to accommodate rear-engine cooling. But for whatever reason, never quite caught on with the public, only available for a couple of years, and it's a very rare thing to see in the United States. Unfortunately, the styling sort of promised more than Volkswagen was able to deliver. It did 16 in about 16 seconds, which really isn't going to, even in the early 70s, not going to cut it for a sports car.
No, definitely not. And, of course, the Model S was a follow-up to that, and that got rave reviews, won a number of Vehicle of the Year awards, and offered some pretty serious performance in its ludicrous mode and with the engines, the electric motors, I should say, at each and every wheel. And now, of course, we have the Model X and the latest one, the Model Y. I didn't get a chance to check out about the Model Y. Well, what is it going to be, Tom?
The Tesla Model Y is going to be based on the Model 3 architecture. So the opportunity for demand there is fairly strong because the compact crossover is really where all the sales are these days. So we'll see where that goes. But they're talking about keeping the price fairly well in line with the Model 3, but Tesla never actually makes good on pricing promises. But they're talking about a base price of $38,000, so $3,000 above the theoretical base price of the 3, although those vehicles have never been sold at that price.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. 855-660-4261, bob@bobLongRadio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Got a question here from Susan in Massachusetts. She says she's in the market for a small hatchback sedan and heard us talking about the Mazda 3. Are there any other vehicles that Tom would put on my shopping list?
A small hatchback, small four-door hatchback. The Chevy Cruze, just out of production now. Those are still on lots. That's kind of a refined little vehicle. Not all that fun to drive, but very refined and good on the mileage. A favorite is the Civic. Civic is available as a four-door hatchback, and that's all sorts of fun. That's a consumer guy Best Buy for 2019. Very interesting car, lots of fun to drive.
Yeah, very interesting, and as you say, lots of fun to drive, and it's a kind of vehicle that can put a smile on your face, and that's certainly something that we all can appreciate.
There is also the new Corolla hatchback, which is a heck of a nice car. That's on their new global architecture, and that's also really probably one of the more entertaining Corollas built in a long, long time.
It's funny, just the other day, Friday, I took one of those ride-sharing platforms. I actually took Lyft because I had a coupon for it. And the gentleman that picked me up had a 2019 Kia Rio. And I was so impressed with the amount of equipment. And also recently I've had the opportunity to be inside a new redesigned Toyota Corolla, which arguably used to be one of the most boring vehicles on the face of the planet, but they've done a good job of injecting some style and some coolness to the interior. So I was impressed with both the Rio as well as the Corolla.
Yeah, the Rio is an interesting car, and it's really overlooked. But if you're looking for as low a price as you can pay for a subcompact car, the Rio offers an awful lot of equipment for the money and a lot of refinement. Not quick, and in our testing, not quite as fuel efficient as you might expect, but very refined and very nice inside.
Well, okay. I can't believe it, but they're chasing us out the door, Tom. We're going to have to do this again real soon. It went so fast. We'll get you back with us, no doubt, in the next few weeks.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you. There he is, the publisher of Consumer Guide. Check out the Daily Drive at ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel has been our special guest in this hour of Auto World. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.